7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another program of Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim, on IRIB English Radio. We would like to congratulate the Muslim Ummah on this being the Week of Unity as declared by the great saint of the Muslim Ummah, Imam al-Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. A few days previous was the birth of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Sunni traditions and in the books of our Sunni brothers and sisters. And in the next coming days will be the birth of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by the Shia historians or the Shia books in this regard. So again, we would like to send our congratulations to all the Muslims throughout the world. And we hope and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that by the right of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in this week we are able to unite our hearts, our minds towards the ideals of Islam that sees no color, no race, no language, no creed. And we are able to do so under the garb, under the umbrella of Islam, under the guidance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is about the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we will do so in our next section. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Again, my felicitations and congratulations to the Muslim Ummah on the Week of Unity, the week in which it is between the two birthdays, as reported by the two different main brothers in Islam, the Sunnis and the Shia. The book that we would like to introduce today is titled The Life of Muhammad the Prophet. This book was written by Sayyid Saeed Akhtar Rizvi, marhum, rahmatullah alayh. And I will read a part that shows why the book was published. The Sayyid himself writes this. He says, this book was first published in 1971 as part of the Islamic Correspondence course run by Bilal Muslim Mission of Tanzania. The idea behind writing this book was to satisfy the needs of our new generation, the youths and the students who were unable to study the scholastic books written by the Muslim scholars and whose only source of information seems to be the biased writings of Orientalists presented as objective and authentic studies. Obviously, we understand that the Sayyid is writing this in 1971. This is even before the Islamic Revolution. The book became very popular. It was at once translated into Swahili, so from English to Russian into Swahili, and was also serialized in Islamic Affairs Newsletter of Atlanta, Georgia. So parts of it, were each in a different section of the newsletter, were printed. Since then, it has been reprinted several times in Dar es Salaam and Mombasa. Then I revised and expanded it in 1992. So nearly 21 years later, they say they decided to expand it. So what did this book contain? The book contains 11 sections, which includes, for example, the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the battles that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, or rather took part in, and that were, occurred during the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also many other things that deal with the history of the Holy Prophet from his time to Mecca, the migration, the Mi'raj, and so on and so forth. And then the last section deals with a very sticky point that obviously at that time was, you know, something very much in debate, especially by the Orientalists, which dealt with the marriages of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this is the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters. The publisher was not mentioned because it was published in many different places. As we saw, it was published in Darussalam, it was published in Mombasa, it was published also in London. So this is a book that, you know, over a period of time, it has many revisions and prints. But also it must be remembered that because this book was written with a particular goal in mind, there may be certain things that the author may have left out or needs to be expounded on. So inshallah, we will be reading a piece or a segment from this book for the benefit of our dear listeners in our next segment. Please stay tuned.
Oh Allah, the Almighty,
Allahu Allah,
protect me and guide me,
Allahu Allah,
oh, to your love and mercy,
Allahu Allah.
Ya Allah, don't deprive me,
Allahu Allah,
from beholding your beauty,
Allahu Allah.
Oh my Lord, accept this plea,
Allahu Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah. Ala al-hadi sallallahu.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio in this, the Week of Unity. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled The Prophet Muhammad, rather, The Life of Muhammad, the Prophet, written by Sayyid Sa'id Akhtar Rizvi, who passed away in Tanzania and is buried in Darussalam in Tanzania. And we mentioned why the book was written as a response or as an alternate to the books that were out there written by Orientalists who gave a distorted image of Islam, or they gave the youths of the English-speaking world an idea of Islam which they understood and not from the original sources that were out there that were mainly written in Farsi or Arabic. So one of the chapters that is in this book talks about the birth of the Holy Prophet, his creation. And this is chosen because this is something that both we as the Shia and our Sunni brothers accept. And this is also quoted from some of the Sunni books. So it was felt, you know, during this Week of Unity, these quotes about the Holy Prophet that we as Muslims agree upon will be something good to share with our dear listeners. So the chapter is titled, The Nur, or Light is Created. Obviously, Nur here being the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now reading from the book. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. When Allah intended to create the creatures, He first created the Nur, light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Al-Qastalani in Al-Mawahib al-Ladunniya, volume 1, pages 5, 9 and 10, has quoted the Prophet's tradition to this effect as transmitted through Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari and Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The well-known historian Al-Mas'udi in his Murid al-Dhahab quotes a lengthy tradition from Imam Ali alayhi salam to the effect that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, first of all, the light of Muhammad, He said to it, "You are my chosen one and the trustee of my light and guidance. It is because of you that I am going to create the earth and the skies, lay down reward and punishment, and bring into being the garden that is heaven and the fire, which is hell." Then the tradition goes on to speak about the family of the Holy Prophet, about creation of the angels, of the souls, of the world, of the covenant taken from the souls which combine the belief in the one God with acceptance of Muhammad's prophethood. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who truly understand that one God, the concept of Tawheed, through the teachings, through the means of the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.